After the 2016 election, the National Institute for Civil Discourse called for the restoration of civility in our political dialogue. The Institute, which is based at the University of Arizona, consists of a bipartisan group of advisors, including former members of Congress, cabinet members, scholars, and prominent media members. It was founded in response to the 2011 mass shooting in Tucson that took the lives of six people and severely injured former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who is one of those founding members. And joining us now is the executive director of the Institute, Dr. Carolyn Lukensmeyer. So, Dr. Lukensmeyer, a year later, where do things stand?
Well, Phil, I'm sorry to tell you that a year later, there's as much concern about the degradation of our civil and political discourse as there was a year ago. We actually got as many calls this year from distraught family members. Mom called us a few days before Thanksgiving saying, I have two daughters. They haven't spoken to each other since the election. They're both coming home for Thanksgiving. What do we do? We got calls from ministers and rabbis of congregations and synagogues saying, you know, our community just hasn't come back together to the same level of harmony and sense of wholeness that we were accustomed to for decades. People who voted for one candidate or the other just can't come to any settled place about why people who were their friends and shared the same faith and are in such a different place about who they believed should be the president.
This is a very sensitive time of the year for this, too. Families are getting together, as you mentioned. You're hearing a lot more from people when it comes to civil discourse just at the dinner table when you're trying to celebrate the holidays.
Absolutely. And these are people we've known all our lives. These are people who are core to our sense of identity. So to have this kind of split, this kind of chasm that has been created because of how unsettled we are about our politics is really new and very deep. It's of high concern from people all over the country. Most surprising, and this isn't even about the joining for Thanksgiving, but we are actually getting calls from businesses, from major corporations in the United States, saying that members of some of their most important product innovation teams have not come back to the same level of productivity post-election as they were pre-election. So this is like a virus that has really infested a lot of different arenas that we share with our fellow Americans.
You have experience in politics, and the members of the National Institute for Civil Discourse, very distinguished names on that panel. What are they saying about ways that we can fix this?
Well, there's very universal agreement that there is the idea of America from our very founding was based on a set of values that whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat or a liberal or a conservative or a libertarian or a Green Party member, there's some core values that really are the heart of what our intent as a nation is. So what most people on our board and most people that we work with recommend is get these conversations back to what are you most thankful for about living in America? And what do you care most about for yourselves, for your children, for your grandchildren? And yes, of course, right from the beginning, our founding fathers knew that democracy is basically an ongoing conversation, and there'll be moments when that conversation is a clear conflict. But the challenge to us and the commitment we all have to make is the quality of that conversation and the quality of how we continue to treat each other once we know we disagree. Of course we're going to disagree on some issues, but we don't have to be disagreeable.
In researching this, Carolyn, before we spoke, just searching political discourse, I noticed that there have been stories, not just here in the United States, about the coarseness of the discourse, but around the world now. Has what's happened here in the U.S. Affected the rest of the world?
Well, that's a great question, Phil, and it is important for all of us to keep a perspective that this really strained environment about extreme politics, particularly on the right, but also on the left, is a worldwide phenomena. What I think is important for us in the United States to remember is that we have been such a beacon of democracy around the world that when we go off track, it does have a ripple effect. And I think particularly when candidates running for the presidency and then when the president himself continues to use a kind of language that no one expects to come from an institution like the presidency, that it's definitely not causing what's happening in the rest of the world, but it is definitely part of what makes people concerned about what's happening to us as a human community. Why is it that we are at such odds with one another and are doing in a way that is so disrespectful of other people?
You just mentioned the elephant in the room, and that is President Trump. And, you know, it's no secret that he's an unconventional president, says things and does things that most heads of state don't do. And he's this week out with some tweets that have been incendiary and maybe have upset some people. Is it that easy, though, to point the finger right at the president for this change in our civil discourse?
Actually, we all have to take responsibility for what's happened to our civil discourse. Elected officials as a whole group hold a special responsibility because they are the people we choose, whether it's for our school boards or our city councils or our state legislatures or the U.S. Congress or the presidency. We pick those people to be in a leadership role in our public sector. So they have more responsibility to not hold low standards in terms of their respect for people who think differently than they do. So the president isn't in this alone, but the president has the largest bully pulpit of anyone in the country.
Carolyn Lukens-Meyer is executive director of the National Institute for Civil Discourse based at the University of Arizona. Carolyn, thanks for your time. Wish we had better news.
Well, Phil, it's a pleasure always to talk with you.